Hammer time.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. Yes, it's Dominic Cortez. And of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. And how are you and what's going on around your house? Open phone lines today. I have nothing planned except to talk to you about what you're worried about. 803-0930. Pick up the phone right now. Anything around the house, as we have open phone lines today. 803-0930 in the 716. Outside the 716, it's 1-800-616-WBEN. Of course, there's the VWOP text board where you can write your question at 803-0930. And we'd love to have you be part of the show. And certainly during the week or anytime, you can email me, hammertime@cortez.net. And cortez.net, of course, is our website. Anything we do, of course, is there, which includes our room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations, our better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, and our wonderful Come Home to Cortez cooking school. And our next class is coming up in May. And we are traveling to Emilia-Romagna, which is one of my favorite regions of Italy. And the date is May the 6th, Monday, May the 6th. You can check it out online at cortez.net and register right online. In June, we are going to make risotto. And in July, we're going outside for our Summer in Italy class. So those are all coming up here. Check them all out online at cortez.net and register today. A couple spots still left for Emilia-Romagna. And I think risotto, June the 3rd, I think that's almost sold out. And I think the July class is almost sold out, too. So don't delay. Don't miss out. Come and experience Jerry Clemente, our wonderful chef from Cipollina's Restaurant. And get a tour of our showroom and have a wonderful meal at our huge table that seats 30 people. Our building's at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. We're 2 miles east of Transit Road. If you want to come by and check it out, we'd love to have you. Again, stop in anytime and check us out. And again, today, anything you want to talk about, we're here for you. One thing I wanted to mention, as we spring clean, we have to think about being safe with our pets. And a lot of household cleaners are hazardous to pets. So I guess we can throw that question out to our audience today. Have you ever had to deal with your pet getting into anything? And I know that pets are attracted for some reason to certain things. For example, chocolate. It seems to me that they wouldn't like the taste of chocolate as much as they do, but they're ravenous for it, especially dogs. I can tell you a quick story about when we had our Bichon Frise. He lived till he was 17, by the way. He died in his sleep. And he was a wonderful dog. And when he was a puppy, or about a year old, Diane went to get a birthday cake for one of the kids. And I think I was here when this happened. And she had the cake in the car and the dog in the car. And she went into a store to grab something for the birthday party. And guess what happened? Our white dog became a chocolate dog. He completely devoured that cake. But then, of course, it made him sick. I think she did have to give him Epicac to throw it up. But yeah, so why are they attracted to chocolate if it makes them so sick? Interesting question. Other things, too, to be aware of around the house would be cleaners that they may be attracted to. And one thing I found was dryer sheets for some weird reason. the pets are attracted to dryer sheets. There's a cleaning component in the dryer sheets, like a soap material, and that would make them sick. So beware of dryer sheets, fabric softeners, carpet cleaners. And a lot of people think that maybe cleaning with vinegar and oil and water is a safe way to protect your pets from ingestion. Well, heavily concentrated amounts of vinegar could be toxic to pets too. So a question for you today, what has your pet gotten into and what did you do about it? 803-0930. I know, as I said, pets are always into something. Another one is poinsettia plants, right? Those are toxic to pets. So let me hear what you have to say. If your pet has gotten into anything, we'd love to be talking about that. Or again, if you need any help around the house this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio, we are here for you at 803-0930. A texter writes, our friend's cat used to go into seizures when Febreze was sprayed. I personally only use straight white vinegar and it works. Yeah, again, safe to work with vinegar. But again, remember that heavy concentrations of even that are hazardous to pets. So question, what has your pet gotten into? 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer and before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I would love to talk to you.
Live, local, Buffalo, all day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
You know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week you hear me with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today, I have the official banker of Cortez Construction, Christina Schwendler, from the East Hammers branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. That's right. Relationships do matter at Lakeshore Savings Bank. Listeners, if you're unhappy with your current bank and are tired of unreasonable fees and bad customer service, let us help you make the switch. It's easy. Our dedicated staff will sit down with you and walk you through everything. We're even here to help you set up new direct deposits and automatic payments. Lakeshore offers a variety of checking and savings accounts to meet your needs. We're open till noon today, so stop in and see us or give us a call at 716-688-6114. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Stop into Lakeshore Savings Bank and experience that kind of relationship.
From performance capabilities honed on the Mulsanne Strait of Le Mans and pioneering Quattro technology to its undeniable leadership in style and luxury, like you, Audi is unique. That is why we would like to welcome you to Audi Buffalo, a distinguished member of the Westher Automotive Group. We invite you to come into Audi Buffalo now and drive away in a new 2024 Audi Q5, the artful blending of a sporting sedan with the versatility of an SUV. Or experience a handsome new 2024 Audi A6 sedan. When you purchase, you will receive 1.99% APR financing for up to 60 months. 1.99% APR financing for 60 months is on approved credit at 17.52 per thousand financed. All offers on approved credit through Audi Financial Services. Not all buyers qualify. Must take delivery from current dealer stock by April 30th. See dealer for details. Come experience Audi Buffalo today. Our showroom is located on Transit Road in Williamsville, just north of Genesee Street. Or you can begin your experience at audibuffalo.com now.
Back, joint, or neuropathy pain will affect your life when left untreated. Many are told there is little you can do. Age and arthritis are the cause, and to live with it. I'm Dr. Milioto, owner of Western New York Pain Relief and Integrative Wellness Center. I have dedicated my life to providing the highest level of evidence-based medicine designed to eliminate the use of injections, pain medications, and unanswered requests for true help. If you continue to struggle with stenosis, sciatica, herniations, numbness, burning, tingling, weakness, heaviness, or balance issues, call 650-PAIN today and tour my clinic. I will take the time to dedicate to your individual needs and customize care to your goals. We are the founders of the most advanced nerve, joint, and balance care in the area, and I would be honored to help you. Don't be fooled by those who imitate our care, offer free treatments, or leave you with questions. Call today, reserve a seat at my seminar, consult with me one-on-one, and see the difference. The pain stops now. Call 650-PAIN today.
Dominic Cortese here with essential information for people who need plumbing help now. You flush and the water starts rising, or the sump pump quits, or you find water where there shouldn't be water. What do you do? Well, you call Don at Plumbing Help Now. Now, Don's a master plumber, and he has been for 35 years. His customer retention rate is a whopping 98%, and that tells you everything you need to know. So take my advice. Put Don's number in your phone under plumber so you have it when you need it. And here it is, 716-861-7337. That's 861-7337. Online at plumbinghelpnow.net.
Stock number 24Z2172T. MSRP 27995.
Just what you're looking for. Basil, just what you're looking for.
Now until April 30th, it's Joe Basil Chevrolet's 71st anniversary event. Our best availability of the year. 152 of the tough-to-find Trax and Trailblazers. 128 Equinox and Blazers that are in high demand. And 24 of the completely redesigned Chevy Traverse. And new 2024 Chevy Equinox leases start at just $179 a month. With no security deposit needed. Over 900 new Chevrolets in stock and available now. Shop right now at Joe Basil Chevrolet. Now until April 30th, it's Joe Basil Chevrolet's 71st anniversary event. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Just ask what you're looking for. Basil, Basil, just great deals.
$37.55 total due at signing. Must have a current Chevy lease in household. See dealer for details.
Well, with construction season ramping up, Gorilla Garage Gear steps in to assist you with your garage floor needs. Today, you'll find numerous companies out there offering you a variety of different floor coating solutions. But what makes Gorilla Floor the best? Well, first, every Gorilla Floor comes with a vapor barrier, which is a crucial feature, especially here in Buffalo, New York. Secondly, unlike many competitors, they avoid using polyurea. Polyurea offers quick curing and allows for a one-day installation. It lacks, however, a vapor barrier. And thirdly, the warranty truly stands out. 15 years. Wow. They don't shy away from providing coverage against vapor transmission, ensuring that you're protected against the leading cause of why epoxy floors fail. Now, whether you're choosing Gorilla Garage Gear for your garage floor, for your garage storage needs, or your garage door, be sure that you get a thorough and complete a free estimate by giving them a call today at 716-715-6927. That's 715-6927. Online at GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
1019 is Hammer Time. Hey, it's Dominic, and how are you? 803-0930. Anything around the house that needs my attention this Saturday morning as we have open phone lines for you? Participate in the program by picking up the phone right now or writing a text in, and certainly we'll entertain any topic this Saturday morning. We threw out there what hazards have your pets gotten into. And I talked about our Bichon who got into chocolate once. And what is it that attracts dogs to chocolate? Another texter writes, Easter lilies are toxic as well. I don't know, are pets attracted to Easter lilies? I know poinsettias as well are a hazard. And what other hazards have your pets gotten into that required intervention and possibly a visit to the vet? I can only think of chocolate being the one real incident that we had in our family, not only for our dog at home, but also I think Phil's dog got into chocolate recently, and so did Nick's dog. So it seems to be something they're attracted to. And cleaners, which is what we brought this up for, cleaners around the house are something to be mindful of as to how they could affect your pet's health, including fabric sheets, that dryer sheets that you put in the dryer. For some reason, they're attracted to that. And not only is there toxins in the soap that's used in those, but also that could cause intestinal blockage. So anyway, pets and household hazards is one topic, or of course anything around the house that again needs my attention. It's open phone lines today. One other thing I wanted to bring up, we have an issue at home with a broken drain tile line, which is a mystery as to how it broke. But we're dealing with that. We've got Frank's coming over to and analyze and come up with a solution for me on that problem. It's going to be, I'm afraid, involved because of the length of where this break is to where they need to go to tie it into a storm line. But it make me think about how important, especially in this time of year, yard drainage is. And if you pay attention right now to when the lawn is soggy as to where you have low-lying conditions, it's a great time to assess that situation and possibly come up with a solution that might involve drain tile, or it might involve more than that. It might involve fill to elevate that area. So be careful with to elevating a lawn too much. You don't want to move the problem to another spot or move it to a neighbor. But drain tile may be the answer there. So this is a good time of year to assess your yard perimeter and your drainage and make sure you do have good drainage away from your house. 803-0930, as we travel to Cheektowaga and say good morning to John. You're on WBEN. What can I do for you, John?
Good morning, Dominic. I've got a question about attic fans.
Okay.
So my house is a smaller ranch with regular gable ends, and the attic does get quite hot during the summer, and we've got central air, but it's, sometimes to the effect that you can still feel the heat coming down. And
sure.
I'm wondering, it's got vents at both ends of the gable, but I've been considering an attic fan to draw some air through.
You would be smart.
I don't even know where to begin with it.
Yeah, you would be smart to consider an attic vent, an attic fan to pull the heat out of the attic. Keeping the attic as cool as possible is going to help reduce the stress load on the AC system. Another tip would be to insulate more between the attic and the living space so as to retard more transfer of that heat down, and better ventilation involving an attic fan would be a great idea. An attic fan would install right into the roofscape that would involve cutting open the roof deck and flashing the fan into the roof line, and it would require an electrical connection and a thermostat to power itself on when the temperature reached a certain threshold.
So do the ones that actually cut into the roof have a better advantage over I've seen ones that actually into the gable end where there's already an open mesh vent?
So the answer to that is it depends on the style of roof. If it's a ranch with gables at both ends, then you very well could even retrofit. Not that it's going to last as long, but so be mindful of that. You could use a regular box fan if you have a big enough louver to pull air out of the attic. That's a simple solution. I wouldn't really want to run a fan 24/7, though, and that's what would happen if you just did that. I think having one installed on the roofscape is your best solution.
Okay, thank you.
All right, good luck with that. And I think you're on the right track to helping reduce your AC load by keeping your attic cooler as a result of that. Which brings up another thing that I wanted to tell you what's going on at the Cortez household. We some years ago, you may recall me telling you that I installed an AC system through my attic because I have radiant hot water baseboard heat. And it works great, except in the wintertime now, I'm realizing that because there's an open duct system, it, even though I'm closing the second floor registers, I'm still getting heat into that duct system. The duct system is still insulated, but just having that air handling system in the attic is causing a tremendous ice problem for me in the winter months. So I'm combating that by having the roof deck sprayed with spray foam insulation to prevent that heat loss from affecting the roof deck and then causing that ice. So, yeah, that's unfortunate that I had to go to that extra step, but it's going to help save the roof from ice damage. 803-0930, we're traveling to NT now. Cynthia, good morning. We're at your house.
Hi, good morning. Just a comment on the toxins to animals.
Yes.
I bought some peppermint cleaning product.
Okay.
And my son said I shouldn't use that around dogs. I didn't realize peppermint is actually toxic to dogs.
Interesting.
So I can't use that now. So it smells wonderful, keeps spiders away, but bad for your animals.
Okay.
But I do have a question. We have in our basement, we bought a house. We've been here about 20 years, but it had one of those plates they put on the wall because there was a leak in the basement. And
plate meaning like a fiberglass panel?
Fiberglass panel.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
Here to the wall.
Right.
But when it rains heavily, I can go downstairs. I can literally hear the water trickling behind that. And
well,
every now and then we get little leaks coming out. And I've called a couple companies. I called the company that originally did it, and they said, oh, that's normal. And
right.
I said, no, I don't like hearing water running.
Right. I hear you. So, you know, the whole idea of controlling water in the basement is an interesting, a simple technology, which really involves working with the water and not trying to stop it. The whole drain tile system we have, around our basements work with the water. The water comes into the drain tile, then travels to the sump pump and is pumped out by the sump pump. So working with the water is more effective than trying to stop it, is my point. So this is working with the water, and the fact that you hear it is maybe a little annoying, but actually it would give me peace of mind knowing that the water's flowing in and the system that was installed is actually working to route the water to the sump pump, which is really the answer that we're hopeful for.
Okay, but I don't have a sump pump.
Where does the water go then?
I would say I don't know.
Okay. You would probably have some kind of subterranean drain system. How old is the house, do you know?
It was built in the 50s. I think it was 52.
Yeah, you probably have really good drainage then, in spite of the leak, for the water to be able to go somewhere and not have a sump pump. It's actually kind of a good thing. Do you ever have any issues with flooding?
No. Little trickles here and there. We
yeah.
did have a different. Someone else came in and they repaired that, so that's fine. It's
just, okay.
I'm afraid my wall's going to collapse one of these days.
No. When you're working with the water, you're not going to have to worry about that. The fact that the water is going somewhere is a good thing.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
Good question. Thanks, Cynthia. Cynthia's line now available for you as we have open phone lines today, 803-0930. That's 803-0930. Outside the 716, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's see. Easter lilies are very toxic. Yes. Raisins are toxic for dogs. Didn't know that. Hi, Dominic. Is there any update on the state's threat to natural gas heating? You know what? I did not get any update as to what happened in the budget. I've got to look into that because the budget, I believe, did pass. So let's pause on that, and I'll look into that to see and report to you on that. Our dog drank RV antifreeze out of the toilet bowl at our cabin that was winterized. The vet said it shouldn't have been harmful. Sadly, she died 6 months later, probably kidney failure. Oh, wow, that's terrible to hear that. Yeah, you never know, right, what a dog's going to get into. And there you go, antifreeze. So the idea here of working with water, as I said, is essential to preventing a problem where water being able to get into a basement. And again, the technology of what drain tile is all about is exactly that, working with the water, giving it a place to go. I guess I was a little taken aback, Cynthia, in that you do not have a sump pump. But again, people that don't have sump pumps and don't have water problems are the lucky few, because that is kind of an enigma to have water drain on its own without having to be pumped out. So I guess if you don't have an issue with water, then that's the only problem you're having is that water, traveling through the backside of that fiberglass panel. I guess that's a good thing. 803-0930. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Brayton Wilson. Here's what's happening. Bills owner Terry Pegula has hired Florida-based investment bankers Allen & Company to handle the potential transaction of a non-controlling minority interest in the Bills. Tim Graham of The Athletic was the first to report the news and adds the working figure of the minority share is 25%, with the number not yet set in stone. Graham does note, though, his sources stress that Pegula eventually might not sell part of the Bills, but he's potentially interested in welcoming a limited partner. A full statement from the Bills is available at WBEN.com. It's 420 Day, a high holiday, if you want to call it, for the marijuana industry.
This is Susan Rose. Aaron Van Camp is owner of Dank 716, Buffalo's first cannabis dispensary. He told us he's expecting big crowds for 420.
Right now, we just want to get people in and out as efficiently as possible, because everywhere we've been in the past, it's been packed solid. It's a long line. We don't want to have that. We want you in and out. We're doing a lot of giveaways, like a lot of big savings.
In the 9 months he's been open, did business meet or exceed expectations?
Way bigger than we thought. We're doing double the numbers we anticipated. The reception has been way better than we thought.
It's been just over 3 years since New York legalized marijuana. Susan Rose, WBEN.com News.
New York State is about to allow movie theaters to sell liquor and continue to let people buy to-go cocktails from bars and restaurants. The state assembly passed the measures Thursday, and the state Senate is expected to follow suit before it's sent to Governor Kathy Hochul's desk for signature. Movie theaters in New York are only allowed to sell beer and wine, according to the state liquor authority, but this new legislation would add liquor to the mix, and New Yorkers would also be allowed to buy takeout cocktails at restaurants and bars for the next 5 years under another measure that's part of the state budget. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Brayton Wilson.
Attention anyone who has allergies, asthma, or respiratory ailments. Were you aware that every human sheds an average of 50 million dead skin cells every single day? These mostly invisible microscopic irritants are feeding grounds for dust mites. One of the most irritating allergens is the dust mite feces, and guess where they collect? Deep down in your ductwork. And if you haven't had indoor air professionals out in the last few years, well, you are breathing unhealthy air, folks. It is indeed that simple, and IAP can come to your rescue. How? Well, the patented column duct cleaning system. How does it work, Dominic? Well, they cut a hole in your ductwork, and they feed that nozzle with a high-pressure compressor and blast all the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork. They get it all, and they suck it out. And they leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel. That, along with the medical-grade air purifications that they offer, as well as the high-capacity, awesome April Air dehumidification. April Air is the place to go for indoor air quality. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, good explanation there. I think of last week when, thanks for having me on the show, when a couple of our customers called in and said, you know, what a difference it made in their health. And that to me is, you know, that's what gets us up in the morning, when people can get a break even on their duct cleaning in 6 months based on not having to take steroidal medication or use asthma inhalers and the like, you know, and doctor visits, all that stuff.
There you go.
That's what makes a difference. And, that's done through both the thorough duct cleaning and through the medical grade air purifier.
So today is 420, and it's kind of a monumental day in the marijuana culture. So what's it going to be today for 420?
Yeah, no free gummies with with that. Yeah, we don't have a license for that, but we can get you well. But you know what? Really quick, the April Air high capacity dehumidifier. I found this 14 years ago, based on the fact that I was getting puddling in my basement and I had shale and couldn't afford to do the drainage that you were talking about on your show. Mm-hmm. You know, and so it can be the better, best Band-Aid for, like, my son, you know, Ben.
Right.
He's got one. He can't afford to fix a 1900s house. It would be, you know, $20,000-$30,000. So anyway, let's stay there for a minute. The special on the April Air High Capacity Dehu is $300 off.
Wow.
We'll move into the portable Healthway that covers 1,200 square feet. That's 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters. It's amazing. You got one. I got one.
Yep.
I have two. And those are $350 off. And
wow.
Then there's the whole house Super V Same technology, covers, it hooks right up to your furnace. That's $500 off. And then lastly, that leaves us with the duct cleaning special, which is $160 off. And here's the deal. If your house is bigger, 20 vents or more, I'll do better than that 160. Okay.
All right.
I got to keep things in proportion.
That's how it goes, is by vent count.
Yeah. Well, it's vent count. It's the age of the system and the access to the main trunk lines are the three biggest factors in estimating. Yeah, that's why we can, after doing 70,000 homes in 31 years, we don't have to look at many. We can do 98% over the phone.
683-3000 in the 716. Peter's extension, 303. Make sure you do that extra step in going right to Peter's desk. 716-683-3000. Extension 303. You heard the discounts, and only you can get them. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
Attention all business rock stars. Are you tired of your advertising hitting snooze when it should be hitting the jackpot? Well, get ready to turn up the volume with Odyssey. Hey there, business mavens. If you want to go from meh to heck yeah with your advertising, Odyssey is your golden ticket. Picture this. You with a direct line to your dream customers thanks to the marketing team at Odyssey. Call Odyssey at 716-843-0600 today.
Odyssey team, help me out. I need to spice up my ads and reach the right crowd.
Boom. Say no more. Odyssey is not just a sidekick. We're your marketing superhero, here to save the day.
We've got the number one sports podcast content and exclusive partnerships with all the coolest online spaces. Your ads won't just be heard, they'll be high-fived. Don't let your advertising be a wallflower at the party. Join the Odyssey Fiesta, where success meets celebration. So what are you waiting for? Grab your cape and call your Odyssey rep at 716-843-0600 today. Odyssey, because your business deserves a standing ovation.
Spring in Western New York. It heralds the arrival of a fresh beginning, the dawning of new possibilities and the opportunities that lay ahead. And at Wester Lincoln, it has arrived in the form of the brand new redesigned 2024 Lincoln Nautilus. Its style draws you in and then immerses you in the all-new Lincoln digital experience, sophisticated and completely customizable with its dashboard-wide panoramic display. The 2024 Lincoln Nautilus is the next generation luxury SUV you have been waiting for, and it can come right to you with Wester Lincoln's concierge service, where we bring any new Lincoln to you to test drive anywhere in Western New York, home or office. And then after purchase, pick up your vehicle and return it upon completion of any service or maintenance. The all-new 2024 Lincoln Nautilus is here now. Stop in today for great offers and to experience it firsthand at the area's exclusive new Lincoln dealer in Western New York, Wester Lincoln, across Millersport Highway from Wester Ford and Amherst. If you're thinking Lincoln, think Wester Lincoln and immerse yourself.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Hey, important for you to know this, folks. Generators, yeah, they're sold by many, but they are serviced by few. But guess what? TRS does. Yep, the deal is TRS Heating and Air Conditioning and Electrical have proudly announced that they are there for you to maintain your generator. And guess what? The Hammer Time Special is only $125 plus tax, and they perform the essentials. They'll remove the oil, of course. They'll change the oil filter, the air filter, the spark plugs. They'll check the battery, the charger, the timer, and the transfer switch. And best of all,
This is my favorite. They'll mark their calendar to come back in a year. That's right. You don't have to worry. They'll do it for you automatically. Don't be left in the dark. Let TRS give you peace of mind. Call my friends at TRS today for your Hammer Time special. $125 plus tax. That's cheap. Great generator maintenance. TRS powering tomorrow, comforting today. TRS, your one-stop solution for HVAC and electrical excellence. Here's their number. 716-825-9911. That's 825-9911. TRS, heating and air conditioning.
Hammer time.
1040 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic. How are you? 803-0930. I can't find online if the budget was passed and whether the decarbonization rules are adopted. If anybody knows, give us a call. 803-0930 as we travel to Amherst and chat with Jerry. Good morning, Jerry. You're next.
Good morning, Dominic. I just want to mention about that that New York State Climate Leadership and Community Protection
Act. What an oxymoron that is, huh? Climate leadership.
It sure is. I just wanted to point out in a sort of a timely fashion that, you know, whenever Kathy Hochul talks about that, she says she's required to change our heating systems in our houses by law. Now, one of the people that voted for that law, in fact, he voted for the Senate version of that law, was a fellow by the name of Senator Tim Kennedy.
Mm.
Senator Tim Kennedy is now running for Congress.
Right.
And people...
Well, you're not surprised, right? You're not surprised. It's all party line driven.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But we still have to vote. That's our obligation.
Amen.
As citizens.
Well, you know, it's funny you should bring this up, Jerry. I was going to take a little bit of a backseat approach going forward on the gas issue, because you would be surprised at how many people have criticized me for talking about this too much. And well, I said, how could you talk about this too much when nobody's talking about it? So, and you're right. If we don't act on it through voting, then it's going to happen to us, and then we're going to be surprised. But it looks like, from what I can tell, it may have already happened.
Well, the bill has already been passed, of course, but it's Tim Kennedy, the person who helped pass that in the Senate. He's running for Congress.
Well, it would have been no different with Higgins. Because, again, it's all party line driven.
I know. But do you want a person like Tim Kennedy in Congress?
Well, you know, that's another debate for another day and, you know, beyond my pay grade. So I don't know how to answer that. But I do think you bring up a good point, which is to emphasize the fact that this is a party line driven issue that has no basis in reality, and yet it is happening to us right under our nose, and we're letting it happen. And as we get closer to these dates, they're becoming more and more of a reality that this is indeed something we're going to have to live with.
Well, I think we ought to send these politicians a message.
Well, that's right. And you need to go online to your state assembly and state senators' websites and voice your opinion about this.
That and either that or vote for Gary Nixon for New York 26 on April 30th.
Well, you know, Nick Langworthy and Claudia Tenney, both, of course, are Republican, but they have become very vocal at the federal level against having a choice in your energy consumption, as opposed to mandate as to what we would use for powering our homes. But, you know, I got to tell you, probably the most massive issue with this whole decarbonization and move away from natural gas is that there is no other reliable system other than geothermal that's being proposed to heat our homes. And when you talk about heat pumps are great, but they don't work in under every circumstance as far as weather goes.
I've heard that.
Yeah. So how is that going to be reliable when we already have issues with the electrical grid failing in power outages and power outages that come from bad weather. Now you're putting the operation of a heat pump into that mix as well, which is 100% electric. So there's a lot of issues there that just make me scratch my head. Anyway.
Dominic, thank you for letting me on.
All right, Jerry, thank you for calling.
Have a good day.
You too. Jerry's line now available at 803-0930 as we travel to Cheektowaga. And we say hello to Emily. Good morning, Emily. You're next.
Hi. How are you?
Good, dear. How are you?
I'm awesome, but I want to tell you that in 1977, I had a home built, and it was all electric.
Because there was a natural gas ban then.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And when it was all electric, it cost me an arm and a leg.
Yep.
The windows steamed up because it had to be so tight.
Yep.
Bacteria grew.
Mm-hmm.
Very unhealthy. And when the power went out, I was out of luck.
Amen.
So I've experienced it, and under no condition will I turn my house all electric.
You know, you're putting us back in time to when we didn't have an alternative. You probably have. Do you still have this house?
No, I sold
okay.
it. I did switch over to gas.
Oh, did you? Okay, because I was going to say it was probably you had electric baseboard heating.
Oh, yeah.
And you probably saw your meter spinning at a Ferris wheel rate.
Yeah.
So that is, you know, just an unbelievable amount of consumption that occurs to try to heat a home electrically and afford the utility.
Yep, and everything iced over, the windows iced over in the winter time. It was not pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
I had the gas line put in, had a gas hot water tank and everything put in. The only thing I do still like is the electric stove.
Yeah, so, there you go. Well, thanks for sharing that.
But anything else, but no, people need to really realize that this is not in this area anyway.
Well, I totally agree with you, and I'm going to fight the criticism about talking about it too much. A texter's writing, Dominic, you can't talk enough about the gas stoves, etc. I'd love to hear your stance on it. Keep up the good work. Well, thank you. That makes me feel good. The gas-heated stadium has plenty of room to use as a warming center. We have no worries, and that's another texter. Thanks for calling in, Em.
You take care.
All right, dear. Bye-bye. Emily's line now available at 803-0930. When we come back, we'll travel to Lackawanna, and we'll talk to Sadiq and to you right after this. Hey, it's Dominic here for my friends at Lenco Lumber. You know, Lenco, they're a local lumber yard that sells a variety of different things, and they're online at lenco.supply, so you don't even have to go to the stores. Their locations are Buffalo, Williamsville, and Kenmore, online at lenco.supplies. That's right, that's a new web address, .supplies. So remember that, it's lenco.supplies. And I'm here to tell you about Anderson 400 Series Windows. They're not just energy efficient, they're your ticket to comfy summers and snug winters. Millions of homeowners choose 400 series windows for good reason. Built on decades of engineering and design, they simply work every single day. So, either stop by one of the three locations, as I said, Buffalo, Williamsville, or Kenmore, or hop online, lenco.supplies, for more on Anderson 400 series windows. Those in the know, go Lenco.
When we use energy more efficiently, we don't just save energy, we save money too. And with National Fuels Conservation Incentive Program, we can do that in a really big way. Residential and commercial customers can access rebates simply by installing energy-efficient equipment in their home or business, which saves energy in the present and saves money for your future. With your help, we can fuel tomorrow today. Learn how much you can save at fuelingtomorrowtoday.com.
I'm embarrassed to say this. I've been using deodorant on my armpits for 30 years, and anytime I noticed odor anywhere else, I thought I needed another shower, I wasn't clean, or I felt like there was something wrong with me. And then my gynecologist told me about Lumi. It's a whole body deodorant for pits, feet, and privates that controls odor anywhere and everywhere on your body. Since Lumi, I never have to worry about body odor ever again, anywhere on my body. And that reassurance is worth every penny.
There's a special offer for listeners.
Use code 555 and get 15% off your first purchase with code 555, like the Lumi Starter Pack, Acidified Body Wash, or new Lumi Plus Sweat Control. That's L-U-M-E deodorant.com, code 555, for 15% off your first purchase. With over 200,000 five-star reviews, I am so sure you're going to love it. Or return it for free with Lumi's 60-day money-back guarantee. That's L-U-M-E deodorant.com, code 555. To save 15% today.
Hey, are you looking to elevate your home with luxurious flooring? Hey, it's Dominic here telling you to check out Flooring Solutions of Western New York for top-notch options. From stunning luxury vinyl tile and plank like Cortec to high-quality carpet like Mohawk Silk, they have it all. Transform your space with premium materials and exceptional craftsmanship. Visit Flooring Solutions of WNY. .com. That's Flooring Solutions of WNY.com, or stop in. Their showroom's located on the corner of Harlem and Clinton. Elevate your home with Flooring Solutions of Western New York, where luxury meets comfort. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
McGuire, we truly are right by you. Right by you. It means we're part of each community we serve. From Ithaca to Trumansburg, Watkins Glen to Syracuse to Baldwinsville, McGuire is right by you. And now Canandaigua and Grand Island. We're here, and we're committed to making car ownership more accessible for everyone. As a family-owned business of almost 50 years, McGuire has grown by doing the right thing for our customers. From our upfront lowest price guaranteed to our 30-day pre-owned exchange program and McGuire Family Assurance. You can even reach our president directly by phone or email to provide feedback on your experience with us. We're also extremely proud to be a major employer, with many of our employees living and contributing in the communities we now call home. At McGuire, we're about being right by you and doing right by you, with friendly, salaried salespeople that are ready to help you, not pressure you. Stop by your local McGuire dealership and experience the difference for yourself. McGuireCars.com. McGuire, right by you.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love with the free Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams with Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download the free Odyssey app today.
Hey, it's Dominic here. When it comes to big jobs like fixing your roof, I can't stress enough the importance of picking a reputable company that's known for its excellent work. So, whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, pick the people that fix roofs right. Pick Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot free written estimate and project drawing for your roof replacement or repair by calling 343-ROOF in the 716. That's 343-ROOF. Or you can go to avaroofing.com. Ava also offers 0% financing. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Stop. Hammer Time. Go with the
10:54 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic, and how are you? I wasn't going to bring up the gas ban issue today, and I mentioned that some texters in the last several weeks have said I should stop talking about it, and then thank you for all those that are texting in to give me the vote of confidence that it's important to talk about it. A texter writes, I had an energy audit performed. This is quite remarkable. You got to listen to this. I had an energy audit performed by an installer, and he was pushing to have a heat pump installed to replace my 1950s furnace. I said that in our extreme cold weather, an electric heat pump couldn't keep up. Get ready for this, folks. He said that you could turn the furnace on to heat the home further. It's unbelievable that people would actually believe this. Dom, if you stop talking about electricity conversion, they'll say there's no opposition to all the electric and slip all kinds of things into the bill. Certainly, that's exactly why we're doing it. 803-0930, as we travel to East Aurora and say good morning to you, Susan. You're on WBEN.
Good morning. I'm calling. I'm always interested when you have the ads for heat duct cleaning. I have been trying to find someone who will help me with my situation. My house is about 60 years old, and it has baseboard hot water heat.
Okay.
With all those flanges. Do you know what I mean by
yes.
flanges?
Yes, I do. I have the same thing.
Well, how do we get those clean?
Just a vacuum cleaner.
Well, I can't get the front plate off.
Yeah.
Some of the plates.
You can still do a pretty good job by reaching underneath with a vacuum cleaner, and sometimes you can open the fin and get into it that way as well. But those covers do come off. They're a little bit tricky to get to go back on, but they do come off, and if you can get them off, then you can really go at the radiator coil there with an effective cleaning with the vacuum cleaner.
Yes, Dominic, I'm aware of that. I cannot physically do that. So I'm wondering if you can refer me to someone.
I would probably send you to, I would actually probably send you to TRS and see if they offer that solution for you. They're one of our sponsors now, so I would comfortably recommend them.
Could you tell me that again? I have a pen and pencil.
TRS Heating and Air Conditioning.
Okay.
All right.
I will call them.
Okay, dear. Thanks for the call. All right.
Bye-bye.
Let's move along to NT and say good morning to Don. Good morning, Don. You're next.
Thank you. I have a lot of water in my backyard. Yard drainage?
Yep.
I'm not sure. The drain tile in the basement around the perimeter of the house, could that be affecting the water in the yard?
Of course. Anything that collects...
Well, I'm not getting water through the basement wall. But my drain tile doesn't seem to be working in the basement that goes to the
Okay, pump. So what we need to do is we need to have your drain tile that surrounds the perimeter of your basement inside, we need to have that cleaned out. And there's ways to do that with jetting. What happens is silt gets into those lines and blocks the flow of water. I have an iron ore problem at my house, which blocks up those lines. So regular cleaning is good to be able to prevent that. If you see water erupting, between the floor and the wall in your basement, this is a good indication that your drain tile lines are blocked.
Right. But if I don't have water, coming through the wall, that would still, it could affect the yard, right?
Yes. It all starts there. If the water is collecting in the yard, that water could very well find its way into your basement. So getting your yard drainage looked at and promoting better drainage from around the perimeter of your home is going to minimize and help control any issues that might ultimately end up with water leaking into your basement.
I got you. Okay, thank you very much.
So it's cause and effect. It starts with the yard, and it ends up with possibly being a basement issue, and this is an easy thing to deal with if you have a good perimeter drainage system. It'll prevent the problems from being able to get into your basement.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good luck with that, Don. Yeah, it's. I guess I put it in the category of common sense, where water has to have a place to go, and if we don't deal with it from the perimeter of our home, we could very well see that water ends up in our basement. And having a perimeter drain tile system, having your downspouts drain sufficiently away from your house or into a drain tile system, ideal. And then you're going to find that not only you're going to be able to get on your lawn sooner in the spring, but you're going to have less issues with any kind of infiltration of water into your basement. So there you go. Hey, thanks everybody for participating in the program as usual, and thanks for steering the subject matter. Didn't mean it to go into the gas arena, but it did. We touched our toe, as we do a lot here, and thank you for the confidence to stay on the topic. I needed that because I was feeling as though maybe I was talking about it too much. So again, thank you for that, and thank you to Jerry Craig for an exceptionally awesome job as usual for over all of these years. Jerry, thanks for being there. We'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday, same time, same place, where we've been since 1989, right here on WBEN. And always remember,
that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.